In this next round, we're going to move on to the idea of thinking about how impossible it seems to get ahead because of this debt. This is often a big stopping point for people. So say out loud, it's impossible to get ahead with this debt. And notice on a scale of 1 to 10 how true that feels to you, not how true you want it to be. Again, how true it feels to you. And notice any of the emotions that are coming up with it and write that down. And we're going to start tapping on the karate chop point. Even though it's impossible to get ahead with this overwhelming debt, it's overshadowing my goal. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though it feels impossible to get ahead with this debt, it's really overshadowing all my law of attraction work. I accept all of my feelings about it. Even though it just seems impossible. And this is really affecting my goals. I profoundly love and accept myself. Eyebrow point, it's impossible. Side of the eye, the debt's too big. Under the eye, I can't do it. Under the nose, I don't see how I could do it. Chin point, it just feels impossible. Collarbone point, I really think it's impossible. Under the arm, it still feels overwhelming. Top of the head, and it's so frustrating. Side of the eye, it's so unfair. Under the eye, it's really frustrating. I can't get ahead. Under the nose, it's just not fair. Chin point, it really makes me angry sometimes. Collarbone point, it really makes me jealous sometimes. Under the arm, I'm angry and frustrated. I can't get ahead. Top of the head, this is really an injustice. Eyebrow point, and it just seems impossible. Side of the eye, maybe that's just the truth. Under the eye, that's really depressing. Under the nose, maybe this is too big. Chin point, for the law of attraction to fix. Collarbone point, that sounds about right. Under the arm, it's so frustrating. Top of the head, it's so depressing. And take a nice deep breath. And again, anytime we have feelings of impossibility, that's a limiting belief that can keep us stuck with our debt. And anytime we have anger or unfairness or frustration come up, again, we understand why we have them. We want to validate those emotions, but they're also keeping us stuck. So if that triggered a little more anger and frustration for you, tap on it some more before you move on to the positive round and really note down what is that anger and unfairness attached to. Sometimes the anger and unfairness about our debt will bring up a story of something that happened to us in the past that really needs to be processed completely with tapping, and I highly recommend that as well. So now that we've got that taken care of, let's move on to the positive round. Karate chop point again. Even though it's impossible to get ahead, especially with my overwhelming debt, The truth is, things people thought were impossible happen every day. So I am now open and anticipating resources, experts, unexpected coincidences to flow into my life. Everything I need to support my repayment goals will somehow line up for me in the right way at the right time. I can't wait to see how easy this could be. I can't wait to see how easy this will be. An eyebrow point. It feels impossible. Side of the eye. Impossible things happen every day. Under the eye. But not to me. Under the nose. But what if I just open myself up? Chin point. To this idea that the universe will bring me. Collarbone point. Resources unexpectedly. Under the arm, that these things will flow into my life. Top of the head, because I'm opening myself up to my intention. Eyebrow point, and my intention is, side of the eye, to repay this debt. Under the eye, and more importantly, under the nose, to move towards financial freedom. Chin point, to commit to financial freedom. Collarbone point, I am open and willing to receive. Under the arm, all the ways the universe can send me to support my repayment goals. Top of the head, I am open to receiving help. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Take a nice deep breath. And again, we're really tapping into the idea of the law of attraction. We're verbalizing that we're being open to receiving resources, help, support from the law of attraction. And anytime we can actually engage our sense of curiosity, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. What could happen? As soon as we become curious, we have a much higher energy and vibrational point of attraction than when we feel depressed, frustrated, beaten down. You can't be curious and depressed at the same time.